So good to be with you. We are live. I'm on the road. I want to talk to you again about the what would seem to us the senseless killing of Charlie Kirk. A husband, a father, and a truth teller to so many young people. Why is this affecting me? Is it affecting you? I want to ask you the question. Many people have gotten killed. It happens in everyday life, but something about the killing of this man, the way it was done, and I'll tell you why. Because when he was taken out, there were so many young people who followed him that I'm believing and I'm knowing that God's going to bring a bigger and better Charlie Kirk into their lives. Folks, young people, they need someone to tell the truth, and Charlie was doing that. But here's the thing. What I want to talk about in this video is I want to talk about how he was killed. I want to talk about the blood sacrifice. You see, the devil requires blood sacrifice. Let's back up. Jesus was sacrificed on the cross. The Father sacrificed his only son for you and I. It was the blood that was shed that cleanses sins. Do you follow what I'm saying? Are you following me on this? The devil mimics that. He requires blood for his evil, for his dastardly deeds, okay? And this is why I want to talk to you about blood sacrifice. That I think Charlie Kirk was part of a sacrifice. And I'm going to walk you through this. First of all, let's talk scripture. Thank you, everybody, for being here. God bless you. The Bible is clear that the enemy has always demanded blood. Now, listen to this. Revelation 12, 11. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. They did not love their lives to death. Charlie did not love his life . Let me back up and say something. Charlie loved his life. And he loved it all the way to death. He was living truth. He was living out. And I know he's with the Father right now. And I know the Father is saying to Charlie, well done, good and faithful servant. Revelation 17:6, I saw the woman drunk with blood of the saints and with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus. The devil is drunk with the blood of the saints. Satan wants the blood of the saints. So good to have you guys. Thank you, Trilene, for chiming in. Amen. On Facebook. Carrie says, someone placed a blue and red lightning bolt near his head. Let's stay on track here. Hebrews 9:11, without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin. No remission of sin. Charlie, I believe, was taken out by the enemy. But I believe, I know, that the enemy required blood. Let me give an example. Why wouldn't someone just, if they wanted to take him out, why wouldn't they... there's plenty of places in secret or when there's nobody around that they could, I don't want to say this, but they could do other things too. And there's poison, there's, you know, snapping certain parts of your body, you know, the breaking of bones, choking. And when people are highly skilled, they know how to do things just like that. So why in the world would they shoot? Well, I'm going to tell you why. Because it had to be blood. Blood had to be sacrificed. Okay? We're getting a lot of people chiming in on, let's see here. Yeah. All right. So I want to talk about why the neck. Why the neck? Why on the neck? Why was he hit on the neck? Now listen to me. This is important. The neck represents a place of your voice. It's very symbolic, folks. This was very symbolic of him getting shot. Now, do you ever think about when somebody's shooting from a distance, isn't the body a bigger target, like around the heart? Even the head is bigger than the neck, but it was very specific. He was hit in the neck. It was between the head and the neck. In the neck, you breathe. It represents breath. And life flow. So let's back it up. Blood sacrifice, they required blood in this particular incident with Charlie. Why was it very specific? It was in the neck. See, the demons always have symbols. They always leave behind clues. That's just what they do. So let's get into scripture on the neck. For those of you who think I'm kind of out there in outer space. Psalms 5:9 describes the throat of the wicked as an open grave. The throat of the wicked is an open grave, but the throat of the righteous is light. And that's what Charlie was. He was light. They wanted to take out the throat. Proverbs 3:3, speaking of binding mercy with truth around your neck. The enemy wanted to silence Charlie's voice and cut off the breath of his testimony. Do you see what I'm talking about? Folks, you and I are in a spiritual battle. We have to understand, I mean, yeah, sure, politics is involved, but politics is low-hanging fruit. You and I, we rise above, we fly above. We are much bigger than that because we fight principalities, powers in high places. And this is what I wanted to go on to share with you guys. And by the way, if you want to know about, do I believe who the shooter is? Do I believe he's a program multiple? I'm going to tell you I do. But I have a channel on David Hebner TV, and it's dedicated to Charlie Kirk. It's the Charlie Kirk Tribute Channel. And I've got different shows on there. If you'll go and if you're a member, great. If not, go sign up, davidhebner.tv. I'll have that program multiple video uploaded in just a few minutes telling what I think about the killer. But right now, I want to share with you what I really believe in my heart. This really was. It was a sacrificial killing. It wasn't just another shooting, folks. It was not just another shooting. Why would it be a shooting? Why would they do that? Okay, you say, David, well, it's to show something. You know, he's on stage. He gets taken. Yeah, but if they want to silence his voice, if they don't even want him to be there, you know, he had thousands of students sign a petition. We don't want him there. Why wouldn't they go in secret? Why not poison? Why not, you know, some other method besides the blood? It only makes sense, folks. And when you hear about my analogy of the program multiple, which I believe many, many shooters are program multiples, you'll understand what I'm talking about, what's behind this whole thing. And as we get into these last days, which we are in now, you're going to see more and more of this. And if we don't understand the Word of God and how and why things are operating the way they are, we're just going to be constantly looking at the news and following what they have to say. And what they're saying, for the most part, is not incorrect, but they're talking from a secular point of view. They're talking from a worldly point of view, from a natural point of view. Here, we're talking about from a spiritual point of view. thank you for chiming in. We have a lot of people in chat. Are you hurting like me because of what happened to Charlie? Is this something that's like, you go, this normally doesn't affect me this way? I'm telling you why it's affecting, I believe infecting you and affecting me, is because it's a spiritual thing. We know that. Charlie started a thing called Turning Point. And this is a turning point. His death was a turning point in our life. Let me say it again. His death was a turning point in our life. And what does that mean? It means that we are now required to understand spiritually what's happening in the material world, in the natural. We're to understand the supernatural, what's happening in the natural. And if we don't understand what's behind blood sacrifice, it's just going to keep going on and on and on. And you're going to see the news sensationalism. Oh, well, this happened. You know, we have to understand what's behind it. You say, David, you're telling me what's behind it, but what's the solution? I'm going to give you that in just a moment. But I want to give you the second reason why I think you're feeling bad, why I feel bad. It's because he affected the lives of so many young people. And when he's gone, we're concerned, who's going to take his place? Who's going to go on these campuses? And who's going to talk to them? And who's going to be able to relate to him, to them? I don't mean to go on the campus and preach. This guy was able to talk to young people and actually bring them over, convert them. Well, I'm believing God's going to raise up somebody bigger and better, because I know that's what Charlie would have wanted. Now, before we go, I want to tell you what needs to be done, because I don't want to just get on here and talk about blood sacrifice and why he was shot in the neck without telling you what God's laid on my heart. For you and I, we stand on the blood of Jesus. If you're a Christian, if you're a believer, we stand on the blood of Jesus. When you plead the blood of Jesus, and I mean every morning I put it on me. I visualize it. I walk in it. Because when you're covered with the blood of Jesus, there is no sacrifice that can be made by the demons, because they tremble. They freak out. So I want you to plead the blood of Jesus over you, your family, your friends, your house, your town. Because we fight blood with blood, the blood of Jesus, with the blood that the demons try to sacrifice. Let me tell you something. Greater is he who is in you than he who's in the me, who's in, greater is he who's in you than he who's in the world. You and I have the power of God in us. So right now, what I've learned from this, the turning point, is that I need to proclaim more the blood of Jesus. It was spilled for you and I. We that blood is still running, still pouring. It's offered to the Father. It's alive. It's not some historical event 2,000 years ago. So cover your children in the blood. Cover yourself. Cover your family, your town. Demons tremble. They can't operate. Folks, if we do this, we can save our children. All right, I love you guys. I appreciate you. I'm sorry for the being on the road, and maybe I flubbed a few things, but I'm so passionate. And I'm telling you, it really does affect me. And I'm praying for Charlie's wife, his children. They went to bed last night with no daddy to tuck them in. I got 6 kids, and I'm so thankful to God he's kept me around long enough to be able to tuck my kids in. I want you to go hug your kids, hug your grandkids. Thank God for them. Thank God for another day, because you never know. When you're a child of God like you, when you walk in truth like me, you're always subject to the demons coming against you. But I'm telling you, in the name of Jesus Christ, we have the power in us, and no demon can come against us. No weapon formed can come against us. Go to davidhebner.tv, please, and sign up if you're not a member. If you'd like prayer, 844-806-0006. If you'd like to support us, you can call that same number or go to davidhebner.tv/give. I love you guys. Thank you so much. God bless you.